This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wolves halted a three-game skid with a 124-104 win at Indiana last night. Iota Sumu scored 24, and head coach Chris Finch says they eventually got the offense in gear.
We missed a couple easy ones really early, but we stuck with it. I thought we had good ball movement in the middle of the quarter there, and then unfortunately we were enough to turn them over a lot and get some easy ones to augment some. But I thought offensively we had a good rhythm all night. It was good to see Nas get into a flow. We're going to need a lot more of that coming down the stretch.
On to hockey. The Wild scored four unanswered goals. They beat Seattle in St. Paul last night 5-2. Matt Boldy, Joel Eriksson-Ek, Marcus Foligno, Vladimir Tarasenko, and Marcus Johansson all scored. Jesper Wallstedt was the winning netminder.
Maybe not our best, obviously, coming from a couple wins in a row, and I've really liked where our game has been at. Not the way we want to start today, but we stuck with it. We knew we could come back, and we trusted the way we play and our system, and I think that showed over three periods that we were the better team today.
Twins baseball. Taj Bradley outdueled two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarik Skubal in a 4-2 win over Detroit at Target Field last night. Bradley says,
I want to be able to throw strikes with all my pitches, get in and out of the zone with both of them, get the two strikes early and stuff like that. So today it showed I could use the splitter, 3-2 counts, 0-0, 0-1, 0-2, you know, the big difference maker, especially with the fastball, just coming off the same sight line and tunneling it well. And curveball is a good pitch. I feel like I want to strike it more, but it got me the swing and misses I needed.
Bradley struck out 10 Tigers in 6 1/3 innings to get the win. The AAA Saints had only one hit. They lost in Toledo yesterday 1-0. Gopher football had its seventh practice of the spring period yesterday. Head coach P.J. Fleck liked what he saw.
That is relentless competition out there. Furious competition. And it's with each other. No one's against each other here. We're on the same team. But they're fighting for jobs. And it's really impressive to watch. You know, the fun thing about spring is, you know, somebody's going to go home not very happy. I thought it was back and forth in a lot of areas.
This is MNN Sports.